Good afternoon. A cold front is making steady progress across eastern New York and western New England early this afternoon. The front will continue to progress through New England during the day today, producing scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be on the stronger side, especially through New England, while a drying trend is established behind the front through central and eastern New York and eventually into New England with clearing skies and more sunshine, a westerly breeze developing through the afternoon, and lower humidity. Temperatures out ahead of the front in easternmost New York and New England will be near 80 today, while highs will remain in the 70s elsewhere. The front will continue to make progress off the East Coast tonight, and everyone will clear out. With partly cloudy skies, temperatures will be back into the 50s. This will set us up for a gorgeous second half of the weekend. On Sunday, high pressure will be in control. We'll have a good amount of sunshine region-wide, low humidity, and comfortable temperatures in the upper 70s. A disturbance sliding down the Ohio Valley and toward the northeast will bring clouds in on Sunday night and a good chance of a steady and mainly light rain on Monday. There could be some embedded heavier bursts of rain in spots, but this will hold temperatures down in the lower 70s for afternoon highs. This system will clear through the region on Tuesday, and while there is still the risk of a shower on Tuesday afternoon, most of the region will have a mix of sun and clouds and highs bouncing back to the mid-70s. A new area of high pressure will begin to build in late on Tuesday and establish itself over the region on Wednesday. So on Wednesday afternoon, we'll have mostly sunny skies with highs near 80. A weak disturbance will head through on Thursday with just the outside chance of a shower, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 80s, and a better chance at more energy coming through on Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of Kansas, northern Oklahoma, and western Missouri. Moderately strong northwest flow aloft is present today over this region. Multiple impulses embedded within the flow will result in periodic convective development. Vertical shear profiles support rotating and bowing storms with large hail and damaging winds possible, along with some risk of a tornado or two. Flash flooding is also possible where multiple storms line up, and flash flood watches are in effect for eastern Kansas and western Missouri. Meanwhile, two tropical waves, one over the southern Caribbean near the ABC Islands and one over the central Atlantic Ocean, both are showing signs of slow development. Environmental conditions are favorable in these areas for a tropical depression to form as we head into next week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 36 at Pinedale, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 99, set in 1955, and the record low, 43, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:10 p.m., 14 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Showers and thunderstorms ending, then increasing sunshine with lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, scattered showers and storms in New England today, increasing sunshine from west to east from New York into New England through the remainder of the afternoon, and highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cooler tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine with lower humidity today, still the risk of a passing shower over the higher terrain mostly, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Still a few scattered showers and storms around, especially in New England today, then increasing sunshine from west to east from New York into New England, with highs near 80. Clear and cooler tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine with lower humidity through the afternoon hours today and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and cool tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny in the upper 70s, a good chance of rain Monday, lower 70s. Just the risk of a shower Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny near 80 on Wednesday. A chance of a shower or storm Thursday, lower 80s, and a better chance of showers and storms on Friday, back into the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.